Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's Gulf Coast Classic on April 22nd at the Natchitoches Event Center in Natchitoches, Louisiana, offering more than 57,000 head, 2,200 Holsteins, over 14,000 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, nearly 13,000 wean calves, more than 20,000 calves on cows, and 900 bred stock. Don't miss Superior's Gulf Coast Classic in Natchitoches, Louisiana, April 22nd. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Hey neighbors, Express Ranches have got their annual grass time sale coming on Friday, April 22nd at high noon at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, 15 Angus show heifers, 50 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 60 registered and commercial fall calving cows. For more information, you can call them 800-664-3977 or go to www.expressranches.com.
Well, look for cattle futures to be further pressured in the opening. Talk about getting up on the wrong side of the bed. Imploding cattle futures yesterday clearly lowered cash expectations for today. Having said that, feedlot managers will be in no hurry to price show lists this week, understandably waiting for market smoke to clear following yesterday's bearish explosion. If producers could somehow find an antidote to the board's crash, they might be encouraged by the short-bought and well-margined status of packers. Yet Monday's gloom may be hard to shake. While much is hanging in the air at this point, our guess is that significant cash volume will be delayed until Thursday or Friday of this week. On the hogs, the cash hog trade is expected to open with bids steady to a dollar higher today. Country sales firmed somewhat higher, firmed by board premiums. If the front end of the board continues to hold the premium spot, cash supplies could tighten as producers hold numbers back, waiting for higher prices to surface. Lean futures seem to be set to open moderately higher, supported by residual buying interest and appreciating carcass value. Now, over on the grains mostly higher overnight today, at least this morning. Winter wheat contracts took a breather following yesterday's strong rally, easing back slightly overnight through early Tuesday morning. However, the balance of the grain complex, including spring wheat and oats, continued to push higher. Both energies and metals were mostly higher, with commodities in general supported by a quiet sell-off in the U.S. dollar index. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones futures were supported by a rebound in global equity markets. July Chicago wheat did close higher yesterday, not what one would normally expect after weekend rains drenched the southwestern plains with too much in some areas. However, the rains were anticipated all last week, and it looks like non-commercials got caught in another bear trap. We'll check futures after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, at the close yesterday, June live cattle down $3, 119.17. The August down 255 at 115.47. Now, May feeder cattle limit down 450 at 146.05. August was down 450 at 147.12. May hogs up 45 at 74.85. And the June was up 20 cents at 77.82. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the May was up 7 cents, 464 and 3 quarters. And July was up 7 and a quarter at 475 and a half. May wheat up 13 cents, 472 and 3 quarters. July up 13 and a half at 481. May corn up 2 and a half at 381. July was up 3 cents at 385. May soybeans down 1 and 3 quarters at 954 and a quarter. And the July was down 1 and a quarter at 963. On the cotton futures, May cotton, it was down 22 at 61.93. July down 9 at 62.14. May crude oil was up 52 at 40.30. The June up 55, 41.74. May natural gas up 5 at 199. June up 5 at 210 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.